You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
We thank you. Thank God for you listening in to our broadcast. As I look around and I see that there are constantly people challenging one another to do things on social media, I would like to challenge you to pray with me for the next 11 days for this nation, our government, our families. And so even as you listen to me say this prayer, I would like for you to be in agreement. I would like for you to pray it right along with me. And so let's begin to pray. Father, forgive us as a nation. Father, we repent for the sins of this nation, for the sins of our government, for the sins of the church, the body of Christ, your people. Father, forgive us for the sins of our families. We repent, O God, for we have sinned and come short of your glory, and that you would have mercy, O God, upon us. Father, we ask for your kingdom to come and that your will would be done on the earth and in this nation, even as it is in heaven. We pray in our Lord and Savior Jesus' name. Praise God and amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you to continue to repeat this prayer with me for the next 11 days. I'm literally going to begin to cut our broadcast a little short so that we can pray this prayer at the beginning of our broadcast and at the end. All right. I thank you for participating. Reach out to some folks and let them know. Praise God. We're going to use the power of agreement. I believe that as we pray as a corporation, that God will begin to do some things and shake up this nation and turn some things around.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God is good. Not some of the time, not every once in a while, but he's good all of the time. Amen. This is Thomas Robinson here. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds, a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise. And we just thank God for those that are listening. Praise God. And as a matter of fact, special shout out to Deacon Butterfield. Praise God. He has a lawn service and tree cutting service. Praise the Lord. And so we thank God for him and thank God for all that he does. Thank God for the manager, radio station manager of this here place. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Always encouraging me. And when I get in here, he's ready to pray. He's good to go. All right. Well, praise the Lord. Well, we want to deal with a topic on today. I want to talk about strongholds. Strongholds and what the Bible has to say about strongholds. Let me start off by saying that I'm no expert on this, praise the Lord. But I remember a long time ago as I was ministering, I did jail and prison ministry for about 11 years. And I remember when God gave me that assignment, and I was, I believe I was on my way to the jail, and I heard stronghold. I remember, not stronghold, but I remember hearing headquarters, my fault, headquarters. Oh, glory to God. And it just seemed like God was saying to me that we got to begin to deal with their heads. Amen. The way they think. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes headquarters are the way you think will mess you up and cause you to be in the condition that you're in. And so anyways, praise God, I went into the jail and the prison and started doing ministry and started talking about strongholds or strong ways of thinking. Did a lot of teaching about Gideon, praise God, and some other things. But Let me go here to 2 Corinthians 10. Let's see, I'll start with verses 4 and 5. The Bible says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. You know, as a Christian, I've come to find out that everybody is not demon-possessed. Okay, I might as well go ahead and put that out there. Everybody is not demon-possessed, but there are people in the body of Christ that have strong ways of thinking that don't line up with the Word of God and the will of God. And a lot of times we don't deal with it. As a matter of fact, one of the things that the Bible encourages us to do is that when we are born again, and I want to take a moment and bind the spirit of unbelief that I'm discerning. There's sometimes that God allow us to discern things. Oh, glory to God, and pray that God gives you ears to hear in the wonderful and awesome name of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to God. I pray that this word that I'm about to share with you, oh glory to God, would be like a hammer and like a fire and like fire in Jesus' name. Now, a lot of times, let me say this here. I remember being born again, oh glory to God, but I was born again spiritually, and my mind had to catch up with what happened spiritually on the inside of me. I was awakened to spiritual things, but it didn't mean that my mind didn't have to be renewed. The Bible tells us, as a matter of fact, let me turn to it right quick. Oh, glory to God. I believe that's Romans chapter 12. I want to read it to you. I don't want you to think that Thomas is saying it. I want you to hear what the Lord is saying. The Bible says in verse 1, "I beseech thee therefore by the mercies of God that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing," let me say this word re, because we were looking at two words here, re and newing. And re means to do it over and over and over. Can I say something? You've, your mind, the world is, constructed the way you think. And it didn't happen overnight. Many of us were products of our environment. Come on. You came out of households and they thought a certain way. They acted and behaved a certain way. And praise God, a lot of these things have been passed on from one generation to another generation. And so it's very important that we take the word of God and allow this word to renew our minds or the way we think. It says that you'll be transformed. Come on, your life will change. Come on, sometimes our lives have not changed because our minds have not been renewed. Help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. I won't get too far into that. But anyways, it says, renewing of your mind that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. You're not here to prove your will, but you're here to prove the good will of God, the acceptable will of God, and the perfect will of God. Oh, glory to God. Can I say something? When the children of Israel were going into or entering into the promised land, the first thing that they encountered in the promised land, in the promised land representing something new, oh glory to God, I just come against everything that's coming against me in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It's almost like I can feel the warfare. I'm going to tell you, I can discern the warfare. Oh, glory to God. And I pray that God empty you. And you pray, and pray also, God, empty me. Take everything out of me that's not like you. Oh, glory to God. That will be resistant to the things of God. But the Bible says, oh, glory to God, that the first place they came to was Jericho, in the promised land, in the new land. Oh, glory to God. See, let me say something. I gave my life to the Lord and I became a new creature. Come on, I was brand spanking new. Come on, I was a new creature, born again. Oh, glory to God. But guess what? It didn't mean my mind was born again. Come on, my mind had to be renewed. And so here they come, here they come into the promised land, and all of a sudden the first place they come to is, somebody say, Jericho. Jericho. It was the first thing that they encountered. Oh, glory to God. And Jericho was such a stronghold that they was not going to be able to penetrate this place. I mean, come on, you know, it was, you had the walls were so thick that they had houses in the walls. Oh, glory to God. And so it was a stronghold that they had to deal with. And let me say this here. They weren't going to be able to do it by natural means. They needed the supernatural ability of God. Come on, somebody. And his word. The Bible says that God's word, I believe it's in Jeremiah 23. Let's run over there right quick. I want to read it to you because, oh, glory to God. All right. Jeremiah 23. Hang with me. Those that got a Bible, you can turn there with me. Amen. Or just write it down. Write it down. Okay, Jeremiah 23 and I believe verse 29. Okay. Okay, yes it is. All right. The Bible says in verse 29, is not my word like a fire? Come on. Saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rocks in pieces. I'm going to read that one more time. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Come on. The word of God is like a hammer, and it's like fire. Come on. Oh, glory to God. What am I saying? I'm saying that when they got to Jericho, they needed a word from the Lord. Oh, glory to God. And the word from the Lord was, walk around this city for 7 days. Come on. And on the last day, walk around it seven times. Oh, glory to God. They needed the supernatural power and ability of God. So they needed two things. They needed a word, and they needed God's supernatural power to destroy and to break down, come on, this stronghold. There are some times that we're dealing with people, and they got strong ways of thinking. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, all right. See, I can talk about this because I was once there myself. I had crazy thinking. Come on. And sometimes it don't take people long to realize that you think crazy when they start talking to you. Okay, all right. And so they had to be willing and obedient to do what it was that the Lord was telling them to do. Walk around this place seven times. And on the last day, you know, hey, go around it seven times. What am I saying? The Bible says if you are willing and obedient, that you would what? Eat the good of the land. Apparently, they were willing and obedient because guess what? God annihilated this wall that they would not have been able to penetrate. There are sometimes we're dealing with people. There are sometimes we're dealing with spouses. There are sometimes we're dealing with children. Come on. There are sometimes we're dealing with the people that we work with. Come on. And they have strong ways of thinking. Come on. Can I tell you something? You are going to need a word from the Lord to destroy this strong way of thinking. Come on. And you're going to need the supernatural power and ability of God. Oh, glory to God. There's sometimes when you're on your work, way in the work, you need to be calling upon the power of God. God, let your power break every stronghold in my workplace in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it break every wall. Give me a word. Give me a simple word. You know, that day when I was on my way to jail and the Lord to start jail and prison ministry, and the Lord said headquarters. Come on. That was my word. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And you know, it's so amazing because I'm telling you, I run into people that I'm not going to call his name, praise God, but here he is, he's involved in ministry, and I got called up to preach at a conference this weekend, and he was one of the ministers that was in charge, and I was like, wow, praise God, oh glory to God, wow, because God was dealing with headquarters and the way people think, because I noticed something when I initially got there. Because there were men that were get out of jail, come on, and then a short time later you would see them back in the jail. Well, why is that? It was that way because of a strong way of thinking, strongholds. Come on. I would be doing jail and prison ministry, and you'd find out, my God, that would be generations in the jail. Boy. I'm talking about granddad in the jail, dad in the jail, and then the son in the jail. Oh, glory to God. Generations locked up. My God, why? Because of strong ways of thinking, strongholds. Somebody say strongholds. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so you see throughout the Bible, we see God giving instructions for breakthrough, because there are sometimes we need breakthrough. Oh, glory to God. We need God to break some things off of our lives. And can I say something? Sometimes it's a long process. It don't have to be a long process. Come on. It just depends on you. Oh, glory to God. Depends on you willing to empty yourself, to allow God to think through your mind. Come on, to renew your mind. The Bible says that on their way to the promised land, it was an 11-day journey, on their way to the new thing. Come on, to the promised land, which represents the new. It was an 11-day journey, but it took 40 years. Oh, glory to God. 40 years for them to make it into the promised land. Can I tell you something? Yes, that was a long process. But I realized something. It could have been a short process. Okay? It could have been a short process. Let me say this here. I remember before I got saved, man, I was willing to put my name out there for family members, and they were jacking up my credit. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And then all of a sudden, one night on the Space Center reading my Bible, I came across a verse of scripture, "Be surety for no man." Come on, that broke a strong way of thinking in my life. Come on, I could have resisted that word. I could have fought against that word. Come on. Well, I gotta help my family members out. No. That word, it came alive in me. It was like it lit up. Come on, be surety for no man. Some of you, all your credit is jacked up because guess what? Oh, glory to God. You got a strong way of thinking that you got to help everybody that needs help. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And they're just there to, oh, boy. Okay, all right. I ain't even going to say it. I'm going to be nice today. Somebody say, Thomas, be nice today. All right. Can I tell you something? Let me say this here. If people are doing things for me, I'm going to say this here as a leader. I'm going to say this as a leader. Some of you all might be leaders out there listening. If people are doing things for me, oh, glory to God, and if they stop, or if they can't do it, or if they can't do it for a while, and I get angry, oh, glory to God, and I get mad at them, that means that I made that thing a law. Oh, glory to God. Okay. I made it a law for them. Okay. All right. Because sometimes we don't even realize that when we put people under the law, or when we made it a law for people. Okay, all right. You say, how do you know as I've made it a law for that person? You get mad. If your spouse don't do something for you, you get mad. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Because you've made that thing a law. You've slid it from up under grace. You don't realize that they're doing it because of the grace of God, the gracious and graciousness. Okay. I just thought I'd throw that out there, because sometimes I run into couples and they dogmatic about somebody doing something for them. Their spouse is doing things for them. Your spouse is doing it because he loves you. Come on. But if your spouse can't do it, or she can't do it, come on. It don't mean, if you get mad, you've made that thing a law. Okay. All right. I thank God. Somebody say, God, give us discernment in the body of Christ. You know, you ever ran across people to say, I don't need a man. I don't need a woman. Oh, glory to God. I don't need to. Okay, all right. But as soon as your car break down, more than likely you're going to call up. Okay. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. As soon as something happens, more than likely you're going to call the person that you don't think you need. Okay, all right. All right. Every once in a while, I need some money from my wife. Okay. Every once in a while, she needs me to fix something. Oh, glory to God. That's for you folks that got that strong way of thinking that's like, I don't need a woman. I don't need a man. Okay. All right. And then you wonder why you ain't got a man. You wonder why you ain't got a woman. Oh, glory to God. First off, it's come. Okay, all right. I'm not even going to leave that alone. Strongholds in our minds need to be broken. Oh, glory to God. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Strongholds in our minds, they need to be broken. If you're going to grow in Christ, if you're going to be led by the Holy Spirit, if you're going to fulfill His will, oh, glory to God, then strongholds, strong ways of thinking have to be broken. You're going to have to deal with your Jericho. Come on. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say it again. You're going to have to deal with your Jericho. I said the first place they encountered was Jericho when they got into the promised land. Oh, glory to God, into the new land. And so these are things that we're going to have to deal with. Oh, glory to God. We're going to have to renew our minds. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Because sometimes we're looking at strongholds or strong ways of thinking in other folks. Well, how about ourselves? Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say that again. How about yourself? Oh, glory. All right. All right. All right. Ah, boy. Somebody say, Lord, help him. I said it a little bit earlier. You become a new creature when you're born again. When you're born again. As a sinner, when I was born again, I was spiritually dead. But when I became a new creature, my mind has to catch up. My soulish man. Come on. I got to begin to renew my mind. Oh, glory to God. All right. All right. The word of God, let me say this here. I said a little bit earlier. The word of God is in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23. The Bible says the word of God is like fire and it's like a hammer. Oh, glory to God. Why does it have to be that way? Because it's going to meet resistance in your mind when you hear it. It's going to challenge your way of thinking. Come on, somebody. Ooh, glory to God. Everybody's not demon-possessed. I'm going to say that again. Everybody's not demon-possessed. Sometimes we're thinking people are demon-possessed when they just have a strong way of thinking. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says we're to pull down strongholds or strong ways of thinking. I told you a little bit earlier. How do we do it? Come on, we got it. We need the power of God. We need the power of God, and we need a word. Come on. Man, I'm telling you, there are some times when you can speak something. You can speak a word. It's like it's a revelation. People have never heard it before, and all of a sudden, boom. That strong way of thinking could be broken. People realize that, man, I've been thinking wrong about this thing the whole time. Come on, over in the book of Corinthians, when Paul was talking about demolishing strongholds, he wasn't necessarily talking about a building. He wasn't talking about a castle. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. He wasn't talking about a city. But he was talking about demolishing the strongholds that are in people's minds. Come on. Oh, glory to God. These walls, these strongholds are walls of resistance to the word of God. Come on. They resist the word of God. They resist ministry. You got people in your ministry always fighting against you. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes fighting. Okay, all right. Oh, glory to God. It could be strong ways of thinking. It ain't always the devil. It could be them. Come on. Oh, glory to God. This word stronghold, in the original Greek, it means a fortress. It means a castle with walls to keep outsiders on the outside. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Because of this strong way of thinking, when they hear truth, when they hear the word, come on, they put up a wall. Oh, glory to God. How much time I got, man of God? 3 minutes? Okay, all right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, and this is a Monday broadcast. I want you right back here Tuesday in Jesus' name. Oh, glory to God. And I pray that God give you the grace to be back here on a Tuesday. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But also, in the Greek, it also means a dreadful prison constructed deep inside of a fortress. I'm talking about a stronghold that was intended to prevent a hostage or a prisoner from escaping. Oh, glory to God. So there are some things that are built up in your heart. There are some things that are built up in your mind to keep you from escaping, come on, that way of life, from escaping from thinking the way you're thinking. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. It's a stronghold that is meant to keep you in hostage. It meant to keep you in prison. Come on. Oh, glory to God, that you can't excel. Okay. All right. All right. That you can't go forward in life. You stuck. You're always sitting around thinking somebody done me wrong. Everybody's after me. Everybody's trying to get me. Don't nobody like me. Come on. Strongholds. Oh, glory to God. I wanted to tell you this particular prayer, but I guess I was too long. As a matter of fact, tune in tomorrow, and I'm going to be praying about strongholds. All right. I thank God. We thank God for Brother Danny. Thank God for the radio broadcast. Let me say that we're located at 250 North Babcock, in the wonderful city of Melbourne, Florida. Let me say this. You just might need prayer in this area. Come on, and you can email me privately. You can email me privately. Tom Robb, that's TOMROB 7662 at gmail.com. TOMROB 7662 at gmail.com. All right. Well, we thank God for you listening in. We really do appreciate our radio listening audience. Amen. We petition your prayers. Oh, glory to God. And we thank God for you supporting this radio broadcast. And tell people about tomorrow, Tuesday broadcast. Get them online. We want folks to be online to hear this that God has given me to share. All right. We love you. We thank God for you. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank God for you listening in to our broadcast. As I look around and I see that there are constantly people challenging one another to do things on social media, I would like to challenge you to pray with me for the next 11 days for this nation, our government, our families. And so even as you listen to me say this prayer, I would like for you to be in agreement. I would like for you to pray it right along with me. And so let's begin to pray. Father, forgive us as a nation. Father, we repent for the sins of this nation, for the sins of our government, for the sins of the church, the body of Christ, your people. Father, forgive us for the sins of our families. We repent, O God, for we have sinned and come short of your glory, and that you would have mercy, O God, upon us. Father, we ask for your kingdom to come, and that your will would be done on the earth and in this nation, even as it is in heaven. We pray in our Lord and Savior Jesus' name. Praise God and amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you to continue to repeat this prayer with me for the next 11 days. I'm literally going to begin to cut our broadcast a little short so that we can pray this prayer at the beginning of our broadcast and at the end. All right. I thank you for participating. Reach out to some folks and let them know. Praise God. We're going to use the power of agreement. I believe that as we pray as a corporation, that God will begin to do some things and shake up this nation and turn some things around. God bless you.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy our daily broadcast. And if it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 321-358-7455. Also, if you want to send your love offering, love gift through Zelle using our email account, it is vipministries@att.net. Again, those are for Zelle, but if you would like to cash